So I would like to introduce the team that is accompanying me. I've got Mr. Nikeli Nabambi, who is our senior manager focusing, responsible for the core business of the organization. Next to me, I've got Ms. Hanley Probler. She's our CFO. And also current, and one of the key areas which has been identified even the previous year was to pursue scientific and business excellence within the organization. Both of those to ensure that we are sustainable for the future. One of the other objectives that our goals are to look at is to create client-centric organization where we are more customer-focused, whether we are looking internally or external customers. There's been a lot of emphasis in the last 5 years, in fact, in the last 2 years, in terms of improving internal business processes within the organization. I will be going through that as well. Honorable members, starting with the board, I thought it was also important that I highlight some of the activities of the board that the governing body. Within the board, we've got 6 board committees. We've got the audit committee, we've got program committee, we've got commercial committee, human resources, one committee, EPSCO, corporate governance, that's looking at corporate governance issues, and the finance committee. Looking specifically at the first one, the next one. Looking specifically at the audit committee, and I think the previous year, the audit committee played a very close monitoring role within the organization. One of the things that they also looked at was to review the corporate risk assessment, looking at the internal audit plan that is risk-based, and also monitor compliance with relevant acts. And we also, as the audit committee, concentrated on one of the areas that South African Weather Service was called by SCOPA, and there were a number of resolutions that were made. And the audit committee, during the year, looked at those issues that were raised and whether we were responding to those, which I'll be talking about that. The other one was to also make sure that the organization is ready for an Ohio audit that is conducted this year, which chairperson, I will not be reporting about it because I won't have something to report towards the end of the year. But 2006, it was the preparation for that International Civil Aviation Authority Organization audit, where they are looking at MET authorities, aviation authorities, and looking at their activities. And South African Weather Service is key on that. And we were getting ready for that audit. Then they were looking at the SCOPA resolution. The key issues, and one of them, honorable members, when you visited South African Weather Service, one thing that was outstanding, it was the land issue. It is a pleasure to actually inform the members that we have received an official letter that is saying that the land is registered in our name. We'll be receiving the title deed in 3 months. So in terms of this is the letter. In terms of the annual report, in terms of the AG's report, one area of matters of emphasis was the land issue, which has been resolved. Going through the memory lane, for me it is an honor to join the team at South African Weather Service. Looking at the audit report, the AG audit report over the last 3 years, we have moved from 12%, 12 matters of emphasis, to actually one. But now, since the land issue has been resolved, there are no matter of emphasis. The other committee that has, if you note members, the other committee that has played a very active role this year they had four missions. If you look at other committees, the third three was human resource and remuneration, because there were some challenges that have been identified over some periods around human resources, and that committee had to look and address those. And one of the things was also to review the HR policies, but I think more importantly during that year was to actually look at HR strategy and also looking at the organizational structure, and specifically looking at our core business and the core competencies that we need to move the organization forward. The organizational structure that was developed last year supported the three-year strategic plan that the board has put in place. And with that strategic plan, one of the areas that I think if you look over the 5 years that South African Weather Service was supposed to be looking at was to look at commercialization and also looking at the core business of the organization, the Met. And within that structure, one of the things that has been identified as part of the strategy by that committee was the issue around how do we retain the core people that we need within the organization, that we need to come up with strategies. But additional to that, what are the other skills and competences that are needed to take the organization forward in terms of commercialization? Those were the debates during the year and what needs to happen in the next 3 years. And looking at one of the key areas, which we also we felt that it was important, and the recruitment and also retaining of the black scientists within the field. So those are some of the things that this committee looked at. And also we had the commercial committee that was looking at the strategies and monitoring of commercial contracts and identifying number of opportunities there. One of the committees that have done some active work was the finance committee to ensure that we resolve the issues that were also raised by SCOPA. And the audit committee had an oversight role. So those two committees were working very closely. And I think as management, we would also like to thank the board for their active participation to ensure that those issues are resolved. The other committee that has been active is the programs committee that looks at science, the programs that we have in terms of science, research and development initiatives. One of the key policies that they looked at last year was the intellectual property management policy. So now we've got that policy in place, then in the future we'll be looking at how we're going to be managing to protect the intellectual property of the organization. And the other key is the modernization plan, which they monitor very closely. EPSCO has actually met twice to look at the issues around accountability and monitoring also SCOPA resolution to ensure that we, These are some of the things I think they are also in the annual report that the board has looked at during this year. Looking at the core business in terms of operation and in terms of the achievements, one of the key things that the organization needs to do is to collect the weather and climate data. And we have been talking about the weather radar network for the organization. Year 2005, we had 11 weather radars. Now we've got the 12th one. We've got 12 radars system in place. And the Sukukuza radar, it has been completed. Now we've got 12. And we're also working very closely. We've got links with Mozambique and also Botswana. We thank our support for providing 140 million for the next 3 years and 240 for 4 years for upgrade of this radar network. And I think the other industry that is going to benefit is also the Department of Transport, Aviation, which plays a critical role in terms of the economy, economic growth, and also issues around safety. These are the radars. The red ones are the ones that are going to be upgraded with that 180 million rand. The green one is the Sikukuza one. That's next. The other area, looking at surface observation, the automatic weather stations, there are 168 that are in operation now. With also automatic rain station, we have manufactured 200 ready for installation. But what we are busy now is busy with the communication system to use for those rain stations. And the technology that's being used for communication is SMS technology. That's one of the AWSs, which the first time that I saw this when we went to Geneva, and we had a stand there, and I was expected by the technicians to also go and fail. So I had a crash course around that. The next one. Also, the other area is the lightning detection network that we've always been also busy upgrading. There are 19 lightning detection sensors around the country. And the information that we are getting there, it is really also going to be useful for development of the commercial side of the business. If you look at the records of strikes around from January to February, so 3.4 million strikes in January, 3.9 in February 2006. So as soon as this system, we can actually, it's one of the areas that the board and management has identified as a commercial opportunity. The upper air operation, we have just two upper air ground refueling stations. We also have five new hydrogen generators. I think for also the health issues or occupational health and safety issues, that's why we also need to look at the hydrogen generators and change the ones that here. We also, what we've also done is to, for the upper air observation, is to come into partnership with the South African Weather Service, where we installed aircraft more meteorological data relay software in some of the planes so that we collect the weather information while in the air. And we've managed to install in 28 aircraft, and we are getting around 3,000 observations per day over the southern Africa. So that is some of the data that we are busy collecting. Looking at also the satellite technology, we've managed to develop some software in-house. Which with that software we've developed some guides on how to use the satellite, and it has been translated in French and also in Portuguese so that it reach the broader MET services in Africa. And African countries in Africa, they can actually access that from the MET free of charge. And also the other ones that in terms of the research is to take this technology, the satellite information, the weather, radar data, the lightning detection network, put it together and see, you know, so that we can have better predictions and also the interaction between the relationship between the lightning density and the precipitation in terms of the rain. So those are some of the research work that our researchers are looking at for also the future. Looking at Cape Point Station, the next one, Global Atmospheric Watch, which is here at the Cape Point. That one is one of the areas that the scientists, even within the organization, they've indicated to me that the worldwide, we've got 24, and South Africa is one of those that is really, it's an area that we need to be looking at, especially looking at issues around the climate change, looking at the trace gases, the methane, and all those things. So that one is also an area that, as a scientist within the organization and management, we are working very closely with other counterparts. One area that also during the session when we the portfolio committee visited us was around climate change. We are the custodian in terms of the database. We have started the discussions also with the ARC and DWARF. And in-house, we've already started to put the infrastructure in terms of the people. And the other area that we've been working very closely with DIT, we've got a joint task team that is looking at air quality information system establishment of that. So there are activities in this coming year that will be coming back to report. The other area within operations to improve our internal business processes is these numerical weather prediction models, which are assisting us to be more proactive and getting more accurate info, predicting the information, for example, for severe weather. And we are in joint partnership with UK Met offices. And the researchers have done some research to benchmark this model with the model that we have been using to look at the results between those two. And the results of this model, they seem to be better. And we also have a severe weather demonstration project, which we're involved in working with some of the countries in the SADC. Looking at what we around the numerical model, it's we get the information from those global centers as a regional specialist meteorological center in the region, and that information is actually disseminated to these countries in the SADC: Botswana, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, Mozambique, and Madagascar. And that information, they can also use it as a guidance in terms of preparation for warnings, especially with disaster management. This is just an illustration of some of the comparing the model that we had, the ITER model, with the unified model, and looking at how the accuracy between the two. And if you look at looking at UMSA, it's actually the error as it's going down, which means this model is much better than the previous model that we've actually used. Honorable members, you'll note that in terms of our asset base and looking in our balance sheet, and also we have managed to, during the period, to also get some of the software that is needed by the forecasters, this Ninja model, which we use, this Ninja forecasting working station, it that we acquired last year. This it is actually used to take all the data from all the sources, the satellites, the radar, and all put it together so that the forecasters, they can have all the information in one place and then do the interpretation. And that has been finalized and is fully functional this year. And that assists the forecasters to have all the information at one time. And it will also assist them in the future to be in a position to do better predictions. And also in terms of the seasonal predictions, and also giving guidance in terms of the region. One of the areas that we have been working very closely, even with the Department of Water Affairs, is the flood forecasting as well. And from this, the NANJA and the research work that we are doing, we are in a position now to give detailed information within 2 hours and then 2 days warning. But also in terms of 3 months forecasting, where the accuracy or the information, the certainty of forecasting, it actually decreases. So, but at least for the farmers, if you look at that 3 months, at least they can be in a position to proactively predict how to plan. And honorable members, I would like to thank the shareholder for providing us with the money to improve our technology, because we were in a position, because of all this what I have to predict and inform Mozambique when they had the cyclone, so that they can plan as quickly as possible. One of the areas, honorable members, which I've indicated when I started is that with the commercialization of our products, and we that is an area that we need to be looking at very closely in the next 5 years to come up with some IT products that will support products that can be used by the end user. In collecting the data, analyzing it, and formulating into products. One of the IT software that has been bought by the organization was Trivia software, which can be used to come up with the products for the media, also for the commercial side of business. That has been the area that the organization has been busy, putting the system in place, training some of the focuses, coming up with graphic designers, and all that. So that is one of the work that we are busy with, so that we are in a great position to come up with better projects. The other area that we work closely with is aviation, and it's one of our biggest clients as well, where we're looking at a better ways of communicating with aviation with efficiency as fast as possible. So what we also we are monitoring very closely is the interaction in terms of at a leadership level and also at an operational level with a number of meetings that we need to look at. And that also assists us in responding to some of the questions in terms of the communication internally and also externally. Some of the projects that we've come up with, aviation web page, travel phone services, aviation direct information, and also the display system that the pilots can also use in terms of the weather information. We also have this display system. It's one of the opportunity also for the future as we look at the commercial side of the business. Corporate affairs. Some of the activities that we've been busy with, looking at communication within aviation, we're involved in 8 air shows, and also looking at working with other sectors like the agricultural sector. South African Weather Service has been really involved in with NAMBO, where also having interaction with the farmers. One of the areas as a vet that I've got passion for is Angora goats. And those animals, they are really scared of cold winters and one disease that's called hot water. And it's one of the areas that I think South African Weather Service, as we move forward and looking at forecasting models, we can also come up with models for the farmers for disease management. It was pleasing to note that it was pleasing to note that during the period that we have we connect with the Angora Goat Association by sending them SMS messages way before the time, and the way that they manage their production, and on, for example, Thursday to Sunday, sometimes they let their majority of the laborers go and leave. So the animals are really, there are few people that are looking after them. So it's good to know in time that it's going to be cold, so that they are in a position to proactively take the animals and put them somewhere else, or increase the number of laborers that are going to be doing work. So those are some of the things that in the future we'll also be looking at. Also Science Expo, where we also target children and looking at those events. Awareness drive, take a girl to school, we're also involved in that, bringing the kids to South African Weather Service. The area that I was actually impressed when I joined the organization was the interaction that is starting to happen between South African Weather Service and like the radio stations and also the print media. I know last year the team with Minikeli and others, they had interactions with the radio stations in Limpopo, and we are planning to spread it in also other regions. And one of the other key initiatives last year, which we started, was to have interactions with the media, to also train them on how to interpret the methodology, the terminology first, and the information that is being given to them. And I think we will leave one copy of some of those workshops that have been conducted around the country for with the media, with the Nikkelis team. Because it's one of the areas where the interpretation becomes a challenge for all of us. So we started the process already, and we'll continue doing that, even with the new people that are coming in terms of media. In the Sadc region, looking at also leadership. So one of our objectives is to corporate governance and leadership, to leadership role in the Sadc region. One of the things that happened last year was the formation of MASA, Metrological Association of Southern Africa, and which actually replaces subcommittee of metrology under the SADC secretariat. So that replaces that body that was there. And I think the key issue there was that we needed to have a body in the SADC that look at metrology issue for the SADC region, because diseases, weather knows no boundary. So that the information that we get, the quality of that information improves, the accuracy of the information improves. And the only way that it can happen is that in the region we have the necessary infrastructure to do that. And if we are not united, we won't be able to mobilize funding. And looking at a regional collaboration. And South Africa hosted the MASA, and we're also an interim secretariat while we are starting to put the MASA in place. We also are involved in developing the strategic plan for MASA. And we also, the other area which has been a challenge for the SADC region is that within the SADC region, we go and buy this equipment, for example, the automatic weather stations in France or somewhere else. And what happens, the equipment comes, there is no training of the people who are the users, and also maintenance of that. And I think that is an opportunity for us, which we have already started to get into that as South African Weather Service. And looking at also the other key areas, training and development, we are coming up with these satellites, the new technology, and people, they need to be continuously trained. I was privileged to be in the DRC recently to visit one of the aviation met offices. It's one of the challenges that they are also faced with. Looking at the region itself, we call it RA1. It's one of the regions within the World Meteorological Organization. We also have a meeting which we attended. Strategically, one of the South African Weather Service tables a proposal that would like to be a regional training center, and it was supported by the region. We started that process. And looking at some of the activities within the WMO, South African Weather Service has been involved in a number of working groups and looking at these issues, dissemination of early warnings, issues of interface between agriculture, hydrology, the water issues, and what was there is a link between all those. So those are some of the things. And during the last quarter of 2006-2007, management and the board prepared for the WMO conference that was held in Geneva, and one of the things was to also forward the name of the CEO to be the member of the council, which we were actually nominated as a member of the executive council of the WMO. Members, I've highlighted when I started talking about the HR committee, some of the areas that they looked at. I will not really dwell on those. But the other area, which was also important, was the occupational health and safety, which we looked at, and there were audits so that we come up with strategies around that. The EE plan, which needs to be looked at continuously, and also the skills plan. looking at the workforce within the organization, 51% are black, and then 36% white, 3% colored, and 10% Asian. That is how the organization, in terms of the people, we all look like. Looking at I've tried to summarize what is in the annual report. Looking at resignation, termination, and retirement and appointment, one of the really important issues around that was for us as an organization and also as HR committee to say, of the board, to say, within these people that are leaving the organization, where are the challenges? And is it core? Is it people from the core, or is it people from the support side? And looking at that, managers, people that have resigned during the period, 4, and we appointed 6 out of that. Professionals, 3, and then 2 have already been appointed. And scientists, technicians, 16, 12 have already been appointed. And looking at the support structure, 8 plus, we've got around 14. And then the other jobs, 3, and we've actually replaced them immediately. But I think it would be important to share with the members when I looked at the whole analysis of the issue. The staff turnover in total for this year was around 9%. And out of that 9%, 2% is the focuses, the metrologies, that we have within the organization. And when we did the analysis around that as well, was to find that some of the metrologies, they also do not only have metrology, they also have done additional studies as in chemistry and others. So it's for them, when there are other opportunities somewhere else, not going also to the competitors, that's one. But then looking at those ones that are specifically with metrology, one of the areas that they tend to be attracted to join is the finance industry and the insurance industry as well. So those are some of the competitors that we have in place, which means that will assist us when we relook at our retention strategy, that we also be in a position to say who are the ones that are taking away some of the core business of the organization. The other area where we've noted that out of this 9%, around 5% of it is the support. Like the clerical people, the clerk, and also the other area is the observers. And it's a normal phenomenon for the observers that they move out of the industry to look at other areas, or they grow to become focuses. Because as we develop more technology, using your eyes to look at the clouds and all that, having the radars and the satellites, there is that competition as well. So it's also being important for us to be aware of that and do that analysis. So that is one of the analyses that when I also joined, I also looked at in terms of making sure that as we move forward, we know exactly where are the problem areas. Next one. This is the detail that is in the annual report. Yes. Yes. Then also looking at the new appointments within the organization. We are trying, out of that 37, 12 of them are within the core, looking at the technicians. So the strategy is to say, even if we lose in terms of the support, but let's build in terms of the core competence of the organization. But additionally, what has happened, even with the structure that has been approved by the board, is to say, at a management level, what are the core competences that are needed to take the organization on the commercial side? So the number of people that are being recruited are also individuals that will be addressing and assisting in taking the organization forward. The other area that I have, that's my passion. It's training and development. Management of South African Weather Service have been trained on different management disciplines, and then also finance management, and there were a number of bursaries that have been given to people at different levels. Next one. One area that when we do report, the organization spends around close to 2 million rands, 2.1 million rands on bursaries for the external people, so that we are in a position to build the genetic pool of meteorologists or, you know, climatologists that we'll also need for the future. So this is the breakdown, members, of the bursaries that we have provided, and I think Gauteng has been benefiting. There are a number of candidates, I think, because of also the proximity to Pretoria. They can even go to the offices, and, you know, and also some of the universities that are involved in metrology are also residing around the area. But we are making a conscious decision to go out there and recruit also in different provinces, starting to talk, to have these on radios, to invite students to come and apply. The talent that's there, not only for South African Weather Service, for the country, is that people, they need to have mathematics. And you find that people, they've got good results, but they do not have mathematics. Even, you know, so it just becomes a challenge for us as well. The next one. Looking at the financials for the last 3 years, looking at the government grant and the growth there within the government grant and also aviation, the area that Chairperson, it has been a concern, and I think it's an area that we will need to proactively look at other ways of looking at it. It's the commercial, which has not really been growing. It has been static. The government grant has been the grant is the increases of around 7% the previous year, and then this year around 10%. Next one. The expenditure. If we're looking at the expenditure that we've been having for 2006, there has been an increase in terms of employee costs because of making that conscious decision of saying, what is happening in the market out there in terms of the scientists that are there, evaluating the jobs, making sure that people are paid fairly, and also the other thing, proactively looking for those skills that we need to move the organization forward, especially some of the areas within the management level, and also in terms of the senior management that are doing the core business. That has been the surplus over the period. 2006, I have been informed by our CFO that we have been given a go-ahead that the surplus needs to be used in this coming year in terms of building the capacity that is needed for commercial within the organization. Chairperson, these are the assets that we are having within the organization, and the fixed asset. It is also a pleasure to also comfortably say now the land also is ours. So it's a good looking balance sheet, and also the liabilities. They say you don't run business without money. At least as it is now in the bank, we do have around 50 million rand, and it might be also, I don't know, year to date, but at the end of 2006 or 7, that was the amount of money that was in the bank, so that we are in a position to run the day-to-day activities. Looking at the capital expenditure, we for looking at the next 5 years, members, one of the areas that is key is the 240 million that we've been given for radars, but also additionally the amount of money that could be coming in, we'll also be looking at the IICT support for all the products that we are going to be coming up to sell to the market. That those are some of the projections that we are putting in place, and also looking at the contribution coming from South African Weather Service. That is the details in information, members. We 2007, the projection for the CAPEX total it's around 24.5 million rand. Government grant was 5 million. The other one was coming from South African Weather Service, the 19.5 million. Then 208 is the 60 million for the radar, and the difference also coming from South African Weather Service, the 28 million. And the 60 million over the next 4 years coming from the department, from the government grant, and from our side, some of it, as we generate more income from commercial, we will be investing in developing specifically also the ICT. The medium term, the projections for the medium term, these are the projections, Chairperson and the members. We projecting income of 250, and you will note, Chairperson, that this budget is also including the CAPEX grant that will be coming from the department in terms of the revenue for the organization. And maybe we go back to that slide. Also looking at the commercial, other than aviation, we are projecting to move from 6 to 16 to 18, and that's where some of the challenges that we are faced with, that we need to move fast in developing those projects specifically for that market. What are the challenges that we are still faced with, which we are addressing? The human capital issue, which I've indicated that, one, within the scientific field, people are actually mobile. So we need to continuously have strategies of trying to keep them within the organization. And those are the areas that in this coming year and also the 3 years, we'll also still be concentrating on. Commercialization. We are a science-based organization. As an organization, there are skills that are needed to take the organization forward in terms of commercialization. Negotiations, marketing and sales, those we don't have internally within the organization as yet. The other area is the ICT. The other thing is ready-to-market products, which we are busy looking at some, like with the previous software, but the lightning detection network, there's still some research work to do, the pilot, to see whether it's working for the commercial side of business for different needs. The other area that I think we need to be paying more attention is the corporate branding. The other day I was flying in fact from Johannesburg to Cape Town, and the pilot was saying from the weathermen. They gave us information from the weathermen. So I called one of the air hostess and requested that the CEO of South African Weather Service would like the pilot to acknowledge South African Weather Service, not the weathermen. And those are some of the small things. You listen to the radio, people are talking about the National Forecasting Center. What's that? You know. And those are some of the areas that with the initiatives that we are starting, we start to look at that. To also looking also internally. And thanks to the board for allowing us to have that division where corporate affairs will also be looking specifically at that. With Ms. Mujati, who has joined us, we will be in a position to come up with different ways of marketing the organization. And also in situations where we are misinterpreted out there, we use that opportunity with skills to go and sell what we have or what we do and sharing with the different stakeholders. With those few lots of slides, Chairperson, it is indeed an honor for me to come and and present this annual report on behalf of South African Weather Service Management and also the board.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mukulele. Ladies, colleagues, any questions? Manduli, Dr. Kachalia, Comrade Nkwena, and Ms. Khala.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, one needs to comment the work that has been done by the department, the weather department. I mean, since I've been here since 2004, I'm noticing that there is a progress, but just to seek for clarity, for instance, I was interested in the recruitment of black scientists. I wanted to check with them as to when they recruit, do they balance the gender? And again, I wanted to check, from their recruitment, he responds of the young people, of which are the future of this country. Yes, she did answer me somewhere to say you find people leaving the department for this and that. But on top of that, Chairperson, I wanted to check if they do have the strategy. The strategy to say, to keep these scientists with the department and to make them to be passionate with the department, because what we experiencing is that you train people, the next moment they go for greener pasture. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the things that you should kind of again. And another thing is this board committees. To say that is good that we heard about the board committees. Now I wanted to check the linkages in between as for. So, for instance, to say at the right hand, to be aware what is the left hand is doing for the team, for the team spirit. Another thing was for the rudder. To say there's a lot of work that has been done over there. But I wanted to check for the long term, as the country, the approximately how many should we have as to say as a country we are comfortable. And then the issue of media, that is, we commend that one, and that is so good that you've improved. I remember at some stage to say Uthokozani one day said, hey, abangoma bezulu batelekile noma ubani akalunguze ngefastela abone ukuthi linjani ngabo. So those things are improving. You buy your mercury, you are able to see the subject issues, Chairperson. The subject issue, I think, to me, seems to be a very crucial one, because we can do our level best as South Africa, but if our neighboring countries are not cooperating, we are going to have a serious problem. As to say, now, what do we have really the strategy? The strategy of working together, of moving forward together and seeing the things, I mean, sort of the same way. And the last chair to comment the department that we also have the rep in the council, that's in Geneva that I mentioned. But again, we had a very good gentleman here. I couldn't pronounce Thomas Aubrey, he's a surname. And I was told that he's no longer with us, he's now serving international. That is good. But we do need such people. As I was saying, really the strategy to keep people within the department, but we don't bring people within and feed them like monkeys, because it's one of the things that makes people, I mean, look for greener pastures all the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mandoj. Dr. Kachalia?
Thank you, Chairperson. Thanks for your submission. That is very interesting. First question is, do you collect data on atmospheric pollution caused by burning fossil fuels and in areas where most heat trapping gases are prevalent? The second question is, do you supply data in areas where lightning strikes, where public and sportsmen are liable to be exposed to the dangers from lightning? Third question is there information and incentive provided to draw human resources, and is there a capacity at the universities and technicons to train people for joining SOAS? The final question is, are there strategies in place to protect weather stations from criminal activity? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Honorable Mkwena.
Yes. Thank you, Chairperson. Just a few quick points here. Number one, I associate myself with the complimentary remarks made by my colleagues here, Dr. Mapule. Very excellent presentation and the good work you are doing. We are particularly happy with the land question, but sadly, now have the title read. Now, it's okay to have the land. We've been insisting as a pastoral committee that emanating from the SCOPA expose, we had to ensure that the balance sheet of source is sound. And that land has been transferred from public works and now reposes in the domain of source. Now, have you got a business plan? Because we went there, right, at the photo committee, and saw that lovely piece of land, and I mean, it's at a very elevated, you know, position and so on, and there are a lot of business opportunities that can create there. So the question is, do you have a business plan? I know we had some side discussions with Dr. Mpiaka. I hope he's still around, and I had my colleague Alili said that now the man has left. It's such a tragedy to lose a person like that. Yeah, I'll come to that point at another stage. Now the question is, everybody business plan. Number two, when the radio, when the weather forecasts are being made, flights on television, they are executed with such unbelievable speed. It's like somebody is putting a gun to these people here, that you must finish this thing very, very quickly or else. You see, and those people are so wonderful. It's unbelievable. I don't know if they claim what, but they are just unbelievable. They're excellent. But why are they giving the report, essentially with such unreal, this almost like a parrot. So what happened was like, almost like, you know, get done with it very, very quickly because there are other important things, you know, to show on TV. It should be a relaxed situation where it's almost like a talk show host. You change the format, have the presenter sitting there and then be asked, and also ask people from outside to SMS, get a general SMS campaign, so that it's an interactive thing, instead of just a perfect type of thing that is famous, quickly, or else, you understand. So let it be an interaction, instead of just a unidirectional mechanical presentation. The third point is firefighting. When there are fires that are bringing up for our country, you as a source, do you link up with the fire stations to say, fire here now, and the wish you couldn't predict, or he said, oh, some of the fire doesn't come up here, the white light comes across for us, blah, blah, blah. But when that happens, do the fire stations talk to you to say, there's fire here, please guide us about the wind direction, wind speed, blah, 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 so as to minimize the damage, right? And the other point, quickly, is the patent. I'm never going to address the question of the patents. Now, having addressed the question of the patent, the people who leave, let's assume that Dr. Pierre has already left. There's a whole body of knowledge. Not only him, even the other fellow before him, very eloquent, just left. And they all get pushed by the overseas and the global bodies. Now, they go there with the knowledge, you see. Now, we invest in, you know, in these people who have exposed themselves with such a lot of experience. Now, there is this, you know, harnessing of information when they do leave. Now, we must have a way of ensuring that the patent of a source doesn't actually migrate. Finally, marketing. How do you market these weather stations that you show them there and you manufacture them, and how do you market them to ensure that now all the subject in African countries can have them? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Mbwena.
Jefferson, most of my questions have been asked, so I wouldn't like to waste time. But just on this point, I would like to know, what are the qualifications expected from one who would like to be a meteorologist, forecast star, you name it, because, well, having mentioned quite a number of qualifications, but now there is a part that says you have to have BSc and you don't have meds and what really one has to have in order to qualify. And there is this one, I'm getting lost as a person, rather. I would like to be very clear. And it has been mentioned that there is a user's guide translated in French and Portuguese, not in English. I wonder. I haven't had that one. Maybe, well, I'll leave it over to you, Doctor, to explain this. Chairperson, I wanted to congratulate you, so I wouldn't, because my colleagues have done that, for having won the battle of having the land on your side. I remember when we were in Centurion, that was the issue. But in no time you have made it. What is great. It means our prayers are so strong, because we're just crossing fingers that one day, when you visit us, or when we visit you, the answer will be, we've got it. Thank you.
Good morning, Mom. Manban.
Chair, I'm interested in just one issue, which is the donor funding. I notice here that it is being properly controlled. when we visit other entities, we find that to receive funds from maybe donors or so, the people have to employ to work with an NGO that is going to be appointed by the funder, and again they have to work with people. They also have to be appointed by the funder. Consultants. They also have to be appointed by the donor funder. What I'd like to know is, don't you have such a problem? Because wherever we went, the projects that they were handling were left halfway, and their complaint was that most of the funds go to the consultants, because the consultants take most of the funds. And I notice here you really control it properly. What is your remedy? How do you do it? Because these people come and complain to us. Chairperson, thank you.
We start with you in the next round. I'll allow you, Dr. McLean, to respond.
Thank you very much,
Chairperson.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chairperson. The number of questions that have been raised, if I may, some of them I will distribute to some of my colleagues in terms of responding. The question around recruitment of black scientists and looking at gender balance, I will handle that one, and also the strategies are around it. I'll be looking at that one. And then the question around the board activities, the committees, and the linkages between the board and also management, I'll respond to that one. The Rajas long-term coverage, I think in terms of whether that infrastructure, that the slides that I've shown in terms of the coverage for South Africa, is it enough for the SADC region? I think Dr. Shul could be able to respond to that, and also the question around the workshops as well, media workshops. I think it was more of a comment, but I think maybe Nigel, he has been very active in educating the media in that area. Maybe you may share some of the other activities that you are busy with. Question around SADC region, I'll look at that in terms of the strategy. There's also a question around the collection of atmospheric information. Should you also handle that and the lightning detection network together with Miguel. And the issue around the capacity, Miguel, may you please also assist, because in that area you've been involved. The security of the weather stations, I will also respond to that. Around the business plan, on issue of the land, I'll also respond to that. And Chairperson and members, honourable members, Dr. Pepia is still with us. He's one of the most important members of the executive, but he's been on leave for some shooting.
Oh, I'm
he's still with us. And around the SABC, I'll also respond to that one. The firefighting, Ms. Ndabangu Miguel will respond to that one. The issue around patents, knowledge management, and also marketing, I will take that one. The qualification, Ms. President Abandi, may you please assist us there in terms of the detail and the weather radar as well. Give us some information of what these radars are doing for us. Then the sumo software, the question around that one, it is also, it's in English translated into other languages. Farah will also take that one. And the donor funding, I will handle that one. Starting with the question around recruitment of black scientists. As I've indicated, what we have been doing as an organization is to say, starting even with the bursaries, that we are attracting people from outside. We also give those individuals an opportunity to absorb them within the organization. That's one thing. And I think in the last 2 years, in terms of the strategies that have been put in place and the initiatives around also looking at scientists, is that we also we've been busy doing job evaluation, and also from that to say, from there, if you compare with other science institutions, how far are we as South African Weather Service in making sure that we keep those individuals? The other initiative, honorable member, that we are busy with this year is coming up with a career path model, where you've got your observers, you've got your focusers, you've got your researchers, and in different levels. You find that some of the people do not really want to go into management. They want to be scientists. But then they are forced to move into management, because a person who's in management is earning a little bit more. Because for the fact that that individual is in management. So the analysis that we are doing is to say, how do we come up with categories, the job categories, that for this sort of organization, for us to achieve that, we need to collect this data. These scientific activities, they are more or less equal to somebody who is a manager. So we are busy with those analysis so that we are in a position to keep people within the organization, but also not to allow people, because what also happens is that people move within the organization to management positions because of a better pay. So that's what we're trying to do within levels, that an individual in terms of the salary is able to move but still doing what is needed and called for the organization. Those are some of the things that we're busy with. For the level of the observers, which have also been some of them leaving the organization, is that some of them, we provide them with bursaries to actually maybe study to be the focus as and have degrees as well, then so that they can move to a better level in terms of pay. So we are looking at all the different categories and job profiling those, so that we especially with the core business of the organization in this coming year. And I think one of the things that members need to notice is that the grant that was provided, the growth is around 7%. And we need to note that as South African Weather Service, because of those activities, if you look at the staff cost, it's for this coming year, it's around 16%. Because we are trying to look at those. The other thing that we are busy doing this year is also to look at intangible benefits. You know, not other than the salary that the individual is being paid. Whether what do we do with those individuals that go on sabbatical? And the issue that Manduli raised around saying people they leave, when they come back, they don't have space within the organization. So it's also important that we also look at those issues. So there's going to be some strategies over the period looking at that. Then the question around some of the members moving to, for this position of an executive, of an EC member, it's a four-year appointment. And I think for the WMO as well, it would be not to their interest to recruit them. So yeah. But it is also true that we do have competitors, like even as we become exposed, now that we have formed the master within the region, we do have competitors within the region where they're going to be exposed to a number of people who are from South African Weather Service. So those are some of the things that we need to be managing very closely. Then coming to the issue of board linkages, we've indicated that we've got six boards, board committees. And I think some of those board committees, they were also responding to some of the challenges that have been raised. For example, having the finance committee, having to make sure that, you know, you have those corrections there. The audit, you need to have the HR, you need to have programs. But what we also do within those different committees, the key executive managers, they are the key role players with working together with those committees. But additional to that, for example, for program committee, Dr. Pekka would be the key person who drives that because of the projects that are in operations and the radars and all that. If you look at the audit committee, you know the CFO will also be there to making sure that there is that, because in even the finance committee. Then additional to that, the EFCO committee that is monitoring some of the resolutions that have been made by these different committees. In the EFCO committee, all the chairpersons of the different board committees are the members of that corporate committee. The SADC region. The SADC region, we have indicated that we have had the master formulation last year, preparations for that, and South African Weather Service, we had the secretariat. We were requested to come up with a logo for the master. We're also, I think the formulation of master constitution started around 2002, which were also instrumental in driving that. We're also requested to look at the strategy for the region. And out of those, about 2 weeks ago, we had a meeting in Lesotho as master, which we organized. So the master constitution has been adopted. So we've got a master constitution, which will assist them to come up with each country in terms of subscription. So that master constitution was adopted by ministers of transport and metrology in the SADC region. So there's going to be money that's coming to. But the secretary, the other thing that has happened during the meeting of the ministers, that was in Botswana, ministers of transport and metrology. South Africa was actually nominated as the secretariat of the SADC, of the MASA. So that is one of the strategies on its own. And looking at the strategic plan that was presented, which has been adopted by MASA in Lesotho, we prepared it was adopted. There are things that we need to add in. In terms of marketing, also the products that we have within the organization, that is an area that we'll also use. But additional to that, in terms of mobilizing funding, it's going to become much, much easier. Because some of the funders, when they want to fund some of the projects in the SADC region, they would rather go to a collective body. So we have that in place. And one also crucial area for the SADC region, which we discussed during the session, how do the SADC region use the fact that we've got two executive council members in the WMO, so in South Africa and Mozambique, and Namibia. Then the strategy that we can be in a position to use it and see whether we cannot mobilize funding. So those are some of the activities in the subject. The looking at the land issue, the business plan. At the moment, as I'm speaking, I know that previously, 2 or 3 years ago, there has been some discussions on how we're going to be looking at this land, having offices and then having the training centers and all that. So that those discussions by the board will start to be also reviewing them. So I wouldn't say to the portfolio committee, we have a business plan that has got all the activities in detail. It's still at a principal level. The question around the SADC, one of the things that have actually we have identified as an area, an opportunity for us to work closely with SADC. For example, even with the logo, with the acknowledgement and all that. But we have recently had our board meeting. We agreed that we are going to have a protocol that guides how South African Weather Service information is disseminated by SADC. And also with the assistance of our new, some of these things are starting to move now that we are getting individuals at a strategic level to assist us to come up with this initiative. We just had our GM Corporate Affairs join the organization, but as a board, we've started to come to look at the discussion document to take it to SAPC, and also looking at other opportunities in terms of announcing on severe weather and all of those things. Then the other issue with SAPC, there is also a commercial side to it, which we've already started some discussion with SAPC Mobile to see some of those opportunities. Then coming to the patency and knowledge management question, the organization has put in place the IT policy. But then in this coming year, we also need to be looking at having to do the audit as well. And one of the other things is within the employment contract to look at having the confidentiality clause. And even with the partners that we work with, they need to sign a confidentiality before they start the work with us. When it comes to an issue, knowledge management, the board introduced total quality management, the ISO. What it does, it's a document management. It's also whatever the processes that you do, you also document it as well. Additional to that, we also looked at the system itself of managing the documents. But then the issue in terms of human knowledge management around that, it's also an issue that in terms of our strategies, as we look at succession planning, how to make sure that we keep the information within the organization. And those are some of the activities that we'll also be looking at in the next 3 years. The question around marketing the automatic weather stations in the SADC region or in Africa, one of the possible routes that we can also use at the moment we're doing it internally. And as an organization, I indicated it's one of those expertise that we do not have. But within the structure, the board has approved a commercial department where we'll be looking at that. But I think the master is one of the areas that we'll also use as a platform. I think that the researchers themselves, when they interact, they start talking about these AWSs and other equipment. So those are some of the initiatives that we're trying to put in place. And we also start to get mobilized some funding for master. That's an area where we can be in a position to sell this product. But what we also do is we not, as we go and talk to our counterparts, like with my trip to the DRC and the discussions that I had with some of the Met authorities for Tanzania and others, is that what we are offering them, they will offer you the equipment or, you know, the weather station, but additional to that, the training and also the maintenance, those of also the proximity, it's much, much easier for them. So those coming to the donor funding. With the donor funding, it's very true that most of the institutions, they are challenged by the donor requirements. And I think in our case, what has made it much easier is that the donor funding that is coming, because we've got special expertise, we don't need somebody from outside. The donor funding is coming to address issues within the target region or within this region or some specific research work. So we tend to be the key people that are doing the work, managing the work. There are milestones that we need to reach. So I think for us that has been the advantage in terms of because the donor fund sometimes they prescribe that this percentage should go for this. But in our case, it has been more of them wanting the services that we have to come up with specific research work. So I think that has been the advantage that we have. I'll address some of the over to you.
Thank you, Chair, honourable members. I will talk about the weather radar. Maybe just to explain how a weather radar is working, is it sends out a pulse to a cloud and it bounces back, that pulse bang, bounces back from the cloud, and then you can get some idea or a picture of how that cloud looks, whether it looks like it's bottle or not. And it's very effective in rings of about 150 kilometers and up to 200 kilometers. So to answer the question is, how much of those rings can we put in over the country? And our top priority at the moment with the new replacement that our CEO showed was to have 10 over the areas where there's the biggest development of thunderstorms at the moment. And the area lacking is, of course, the Western and Southern Cape, where there's also a need, but that's second priority. And to answer the question, we are looking at 12 weather radars at the moment to fill up the whole country around about 17, 18 weather radars will fit in over the whole country. Thank you for that one. The second one, the monitoring of trace gases, air pollution. Most of the air pollution monitoring of the country is done on the surface itself. We have the ability with our aircraft to, and we've done it 2 years ago, to fly into hotspot areas and do aerial airborne surveying of pollutants in the air itself, and have a three-dimensional picture of what's going out in over a specific area. We do have the ability to do that. We are in the process of this lightning detecting system is a very valuable tool, and it's has great accuracy to pinpoint late lightning strikes within a half a kilometer. So one of the definite advantages of it is to warn sports regulation issues, golf courses specifically, of lightning coming nearer and nearer to the golf course itself. We have the ability to do it. We just have to refine the ability and get the communication systems working via cell phones to warn that sport events on a real-time basis and ensure that they're getting it. The Sumo software, and that is one of the areas that we also got donor funding for it. The weather service itself developed the software. We wrote the guidance in English and for use in French-speaking and Portuguese-speaking places in Africa, we translated the guidance material into those languages as well. But the purpose of the donor funding was to develop a tool for African countries, weather services in African countries, to utilize the valuable data that's coming from the satellites to a larger extent and giving us much better products to use it for, to provide services for the users. SUMO stands for the software for the utilization of Meteosat outlook activities specifically to the users. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. I must say it's encouraging to be shambled when it has to be, and also to receive positive comments when they are deserved. That motivates and makes us to work even harder. Coming to the question of the media, it was also a positive comment. Just to share what is not in the report that will be coming, we have workshopped media now in 5 provinces, and we already see the improvement in the way the weather is reported, more especially in the Western Cape, the Eastern Cape, and Limpopo. So these workshops, the aim is to actually create some partnership with them, because they realize that when you try to criticize media, they can even work more negative with you and you won't achieve anything. You rather teach them and tell them we work as partners. One of the main objectives is also to use them to educate the public at large. We had good positive responses. They are willing. The community radio stations, they are even more willing, and they can reach other areas that are not reached with other media like the web and your television, for example. So we are making progress. I think the CEO, when she's reporting for this financial year, you'll get more details in that regard. The other question as to whether the training institutions, they have capacity to train for SOS, that is a big gap. That's why now we are considering looking at having the meteorological training center. At the moment, for forecasters, the maximum that can be trained per year is about between 10 and 12 people that can be trained. It is because it's a very practical training, so everybody needs to have a computer, a full workstation that duplicates the ideal forecasting office. So we've got a gap there, but we are working with it, as the CEO has also reflected, that within the region also has been, we received a positive response in terms of becoming a regional meteorological training center. The other one, just to add, my CEO has responded on the SABC. Honorable member, those presentations that somebody has a gunpoint on the head. You are sharing exactly the same frustration that you are sharing, but at the moment we don't have a control. Informally, we are trying to rectify that. The CEO has shared with you that we are trying now to have a formal relationship so that we can influence that, because it's under the control of SAPC fully. It's their area. Regarding the firefighting, we've got a very, very, very good working relationship. The Department of Water Affairs and Forestry is coordinating our relationship. We've got a committee. We send them the SMS that are specifically for them. And we interact. We look at the weak points of the system that we're using. And also, if the fire, the more especially the wind component, is going to be so strong such that when the fires come up, it will be difficult to control. Mm-hmm. They know that. They know how to be on standby. We interact regularly, honorable member. And the qualification, I think that is a good question, because sometimes people, they think to be a meteorologist, you need to have geography. That is a very, very good question, and we need to be aware of what is needed so that when we share with other people, we can tell them the truth. In your standard 10 or your grade 12, you need to have math and physical science if you want to be a forecaster or a meteorologist. Currently, because we want to recruit fast, we also recruit people with ordinary BSc degree. But within those BSc degrees, there must be at least Maths 2 and at least Physics 1, if it's BSc. then we'll take you through the bridging course for 6 months, and then you'll go a full year honors degree meteorological course. It's quite a busy course. But we are also now looking at, now that we have tried to at least stabilize, because from 1998, 1999, 2001, up to at least about 2004, we had very, very few forecasters. So we're beginning to stabilize now. So we are discussing with our HCM, who are in charge of training, as to probably now we need to go back and train meteorologists from course one, so that we don't recruit people with other qualifications, because they can leave easily, because they've got the honors degree in applied mathematics in chemistry. You must have math and physics in your standard 10, even if you don't have geography. It's not compulsory. I think, honorable members, that was my last one.
Okay,
Theo?
Thank you, Chairperson. So I think there were two questions that when I was responding in terms of the black scientists, the gender balance. I think that question I have not addressed it. It's one of those areas. In fact, when we submitted our EE plan, the issue around having more females within the organization is one of the areas that we also need to be addressing. And looking at our EE plan that has been submitted to the board for the next coming 3 years, it has been an area where there will be some targets around that. Indeed, it's true. If you look at the scientists that we do have within the organization, there is a gender imbalance at the moment. But we are aware as management, and the plan that we have reviewed and submitted to the board, and it was approved by the board for the next coming years. As we look at the strategies for the next 3 years, that is also an area that we will also be focusing on. Then the other question that I didn't respond to, Chair, was the question around this automatic weather station and also the security around them. We try by all means when we station them, we station them in locations where there is security already. For example, I'll use the ARC. We do have some of our even the radars there, and using the security that is also available. And using another example, where we started to work very closely with the community, the hyper the radar in Ankara, where the communities themselves, they are working as the security to look at. Yes, we still have problems. But also within the municipality, we try by all means to put those in the environment where there's security. So as we move forward with the new radars and also the equipment, those are some of the things that we need to look at. We also reviewed our risk assessment for the next 3 years. Those are some of the things within the overall risk assessment of saying, how do we mitigate this risk? But at the moment, we are using the resources that we have. We try and put those equipment in an area that is secure already.
Thank you very much, Dr. Makune. I also think that it's important for one to comment as well about the improvements that was made. I remember that almost 2 years ago, the organization was quite in a bad shape. Not only with his team, but there was constant change of leadership, etc. It's clear now that there is stability and that there is a real direction. And we really welcome these improvements. Mr. Wadlake, what is something, and Mr. Walker will follow.
Thank you, Chair. My questions will not be directly related to the presentation per se, but would have something to do within the environment that we are working in. Not so long ago, I remember there was a hoax weather report, and I strongly believe that that had
financial implications in the country's economy, because the industry had to shut down, people had to run home, whatever, and so forth. Now, my question is, what do you plan on doing in terms of perhaps some regulations that would prohibit that kind of behavior in the future? The second thing is, time and again watch your weather reports through television, whatever, and so forth, but it seems as though there's a community that is not catered for, and it is those people who relate to sign language. I don't know as to whether we have plans in the future so that when your weather forecaster is busy presenting, at least there's somebody who is relating to that community by way of some sign language. The third issue is just a something food for thought, to say that perhaps on the piece of land that you have, among some of the plans that you may have, one would like to think that in your staff complement, you do have young people who are in the family planning business, and I'm sure in some parts of the world, the trend is that, you know, sometimes to get productivity out of your people, they have children, sometimes they are bothered with the issue of having to take their children to daycare centers, whatever, and so forth. Have you entertained an idea, as you put up this massive structure, to have a component that would cater for daycare services? But that doesn't come gratis, you'd have to pay for that service. But it sort of gives one a bit of comfort. When you come to work, you've got your little one, you drop them downstairs in the basement, whatever, and so forth. Thank you.
Are you saying that the people from Turkey breaks for breastfeeding? Mr. Mogan.
Thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, I also want to echo your views on the improvement in the state of affairs at SAWS. I think it's very good that the financial statements have now appeared on time, I think 2 years in a row, and that you've dealt with the scope of resolutions. So well done. Two questions. One was relating to science. I think it's common cause that that scientists like to publish. It's very important to share their experiences and to be given sufficient time in any organization in order to do that, to build their names and reputation. I do realize that that your scientists do publish, and I've seen some evidence of it in your financial statement. I would appreciate some comments then on whether you have the degree of publications as well. I think it is obviously a matter of prestige for your organization that your scientists are publishing. And secondly, whether they actually have sufficient time as well. And I say that because I think it's probably an important retention strategy to allow scientists to disseminate their thoughts and to grow their own names. And secondly, which is my pet subject, the chairperson knows, as sort of custodians of information dissemination with regards to weather, and hence climate being sort of aggregation of weather, do you have any plans for your organization, whether it be the weather, everything from the weather stations on the ground to your head office in Centurion, to become a carbon neutral organization? I do think that, and I have been engaging a fair bit with the various entities under DEET, and DEET itself particularly, with regards to using these institutions as ways to educate ordinary South Africans, and to disseminate information about those steps which can be taken in order to become carbon neutral, and I think you are well placed. Particularly with the link with weather. So if you aren't doing it, I hope that it is something that you can consider. And I do realize the minister always tells me that he's not expected to do anything for these. We're not an Annex 1 country under the Kyoto Protocol. But I think it would be fantastic if more institutions could use their powers, and it's good, you know, it's good corporate social responsibility, and indeed it's very impressive branding. You could be the first statutory body under DEET to do it, so perhaps that's a bit of a challenge. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. It was a very impressive presentation. And I was interested to hear that you're coming up with career models, because it seems to me a bit skewed for the scientists, who are the core competency within the Weather Service, and that you're struggling to retain them because there are offers outside of your organisation that are tempting them away. That management, do they move from science, of being the scientific, being a scientist, into management, and then move away from their core competency, or do they just get leveled out within their, where they are as a scientist, and others kind of bypass them and move into management? I'm just interested in that. And the other thing is around, as we go into an era of global warming and climate change, and there will increasingly, I imagine, it's predicted, be disasters and climatic crises. How do you actually get to communities? Is it done through radio, or is it done, are you able to have personnel stationed in the provinces that can go to, that are dedicated to moving to various communities and able to address them in the appropriate language about what is likely to be coming, and how to manage what is likely to be coming in terms of appropriate reaction? Thank you, Chair.
Robert,
come on,
of course.
Thanks, Chair. All the questions on slide 3 and gender of the 366 employees. I just want to check on that on the slide, it doesn't include the physically challenged people on this, because it doesn't talk anything about them. And I think this question I read it last time when you visited the weather services. The other question is on the bazaars. Now when you look through the bazaars here, I want to check whether the spread of your bazaars in the whole country. Because specifically if you look at this bazaar in this this slide, it doesn't reflect the Northwest province. That's not the question that I'm from that province. But is that, if you have any person who can have a brother from that Northwest? Thank you, Chair.
That's from two questions also from inside. One, just a comment. I think that it would be useful for the future to come up with, to get the slide presentation earlier. It makes it easier for us to do the monitoring that we're supposed to be doing. And then secondly, around the management of scientists, do you have a program for sabbatical, or are sabbaticals just only optional, depending on the person that he or she wants a sabbatical, or is it an integrated part of your international management system? One. Two, on procurement, I suppose that there are services that you procure. what is the percentage profile of that, or racial profile of your procurement? I mean, how many, what percentage goes to black people, and etc. I like in the report. I actually appreciate the methodology that you use. It's very, very clear. I mean, it makes for easy reading. The KPIs, you get a sense of what it is that you wanted to do, whether you've been able to do it or not. And I think it's a very useful instrument that summarizes the issues. But going through it, I found that there are 10 areas that were not achieved. why was that? I know that you're new in the organization, but maybe you could enlighten us as to what is the explanation of this one that I know, because it seems as though that people just say, no, we'll leave next year. And is that the right way? I think more new to be useful to hear on that area. Then, in terms of South African weather, what would be the most appropriate renewable energy technology for South Africa? Do we have space here for solar energy or for wind energy? If there's wind energy, where would it be most appropriate to locate it? And then the second last one, the information that you have, how customized is it? I think the part of modern capitalism has to do with to what extent you relate to customize your product, to segment it, etc. For instance, would it be easy for a fisher folk, okay, who is about to go to the sea, would it be easy for them to know where to go and get information that should go to sea or not? Do you have those kinds of facilities? And lastly, might be wrong here, but in terms of your board of members, there's a Ms. Sangwe Misito who resigned. Wasn't there any Sito who was working in the DH family? Mr. Sito, husband of this Ms. Sito. I think, I don't know, but I might be wrong, but I thought in the tourism in Naba in 2010, I met Mr. Sito, I thought he was working, unless I'm wrong, maybe working, maybe I know him from us, but whether there was no Sito in the family of DH. Just to check on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor. The question around the false alarm, I'll respond to it. The community and also the business plan around the land. The question around the scientist and the publication, I'll respond to part of that question, and also the question around climate change, I will also be responding to that. I think my technical colleagues will be adding in areas where maybe I haven't articulated some of the issues that need to be articulated. Coming to the issue around the career modeling, I will handle the question around the career modeling. I think maybe the question around global warming and disaster. Then there is a question around the gender, but also the spread of pastoralism. I will respond to that question. The question around the sabbatical program, I will also respond to that one. And the question around procurement, I would like your CFO to respond to that. Also, the area around South African weather, around weather, what would be the right approach? Solar energy, wind energy. I think Harald and Nikhil will respond to that one. Okay. I think I've captured most of the questions.
The customized,
I will respond to that one. Yeah. I'll respond to customer segmentation question as well. The question around the false alarm, indeed, for us, it created, it was a challenge, number one, because it created a lot of panic. And for me, the first question that I raised was when management reported that this is the situation,
one of the things that we did was to have management a crisis meeting to come up with the communication and the strategy around specifically that communication. Because there were phone calls coming in and people, you know, so we looked at that. But my first question was, you know, this is similar to a bomb scare. Is there no act that is actually, or that says if this happens, how do you deal with those people? And I think it's a question that we need to be asking. If you look at the South African Weather Service Act, it actually, it says that we are the authority. But then there is nothing that says if somebody else, what is going to happen? But we are the authority, then it's actually quiet. Maybe it's an area for the future to also look at. But what also happened during that time, we as management, we had immediately interacted with the media, where we gave them the correct information. We also had people, we nominated a number of spokespersons to also go and give the correct information on TV. We also interacted with the radio stations. What we also did additionally, because I felt it was an opportunity for us to start engaging other key stakeholders in terms of the department. We worked very closely with Agriculture, for example, Water Affairs, SABC as well. I have written letters to all the DGs of these different departments that we do need to have to sit down and have some discussions around on not only in terms of the information, but in terms of interaction and kind of products that we can provide to them. But also the other area that I think we need to be looking at is the information itself. For severe weather, when we also disseminated to the National Disaster Management Center. So the issue there is to say, what do we have the necessary frameworks and the system to make sure that the information go as quickly as possible to the people, and also there is necessary feedback. And do we have key people that are actually responsible to ensure that that happens? And I might say we have already have meetings with the Department of Local Government, which Mr. Nikel Ndabambi and the team, we started to look at some framework and integrated approach around this. But the other thing which we've learned out of this situation is that it is important what we have started in terms of the interpretation of the information by the end user. And it's one of the areas that also has been identified by the WMO, that when we communicate as mad people, we are really most of the time talking to ourselves. There is a need of developing an international acceptable communication. Because we find sometimes when a scientist talking to another scientist and says severe weather, to them they know what they are talking about. But an ordinary person, a severe weather to me might be different from your interpretation of severe weather. So those are some of the things that we need to start to be looking at. Only not at a level of, but even at the WMO level, those have been some of the findings that, you know, we need to start communicating the language that the end user understands so that there is no misinterpretation. But there have been some activities from our side to try and address those issues. We do have now spokesperson within the organization to say if the weather issues, if it's media and this is the individual that you need to talk to. And the other area, as we going to start to talk to SABC and also the radio stations. Sometimes we provide information. Then we listen to YFM. And the presenters, they interpret it and they present it differently. And, you know, those are some of the things that they need to be. But I think this has created an opportunity for us to relook at that and also the act as well. Then coming to the community, the sign language, it's something I think it's, we can, as an organization, also consider. I was smiling because as management, we were talking about a potential or possibility in the future of having a weather panel, where these discussion people come, we talk about the weather issues in South African Weather Service. That is possible. Those are some, and maybe looking at also this. And I'm happy to say the issue around the data center has been raised because it's a good one. And looking at the number of people that are working for South African Weather Service, they are at that age. So it's important that we also consider it. The question around the science, the self-publication, the self-time, and added to that now. You've got publication, you've got time, you've got, now you also have the commercial side of the business. So then you've got intellectual property management. So those are some of the things that as we move forward as an organization is to come up with strategies, because sometimes it's good for the scientists to have these publications. But then the challenge that you're going to have, if you want to commercialize some of the things, you need to have an infrastructure that is able to analyze each and every publication that's going to go out, because you don't want to share some of the info that has got the potential of becoming a commercial product. So those are some of the things that we need to start to be aware of, as well as scientists and also within the management. And I think we also need to accept that at the moment, we are actually not there. And looking then at the time issue, if you look at all these initiatives that we are putting in place, and at the moment, the number of scientists that we have, there is definitely going to be a challenge. And with researchers, you don't just become a researcher. It takes you a number of years for you to be that. As well, bringing in the new people to the organization, it's going to take another 3 or 4 years for them to be in a position to be renowned. That is an area that, you know, we need to be working in this. But with having said that, the researchers, in terms of their performance agreement, they are also encouraged to have a number of publications that they come up with. Climate change and looking at carbon neutral, I mean, when we talk about that, we talk about money. It's money. Then when there is an issue of also looking at the realities within South Africa, the infrastructure, does this support that in totality, if you look at the total strategies as the organization? But we can actually identify specific areas where we can be in a position to make an impact. I wouldn't say as an organization we've got a policy like that in place, because you need to look at all the other areas. But what I would say about South African Weather Service now, over the last 2 years, in the past, within the organization, in fact, we approved it, I think last year, within the structure, to have specific climate change division that's going to be looking at all those issues. And instead of we recruited a Professor Dube, who I think he came to present as well, he came to present. So we are starting to beef up that department and resourcing it, putting in some resources and coming with total maybe strategies as South African Weather Service, using what over the years we've been, I mean, the information, looking at the adaptation, mitigation strategy, linking all those things. But that is an area at the moment that we have been, I wouldn't say for carbon neutral, we don't have a policy at the moment in place. The question around disability, I think honorable members, you are correct. I wouldn't like at the moment to provide incorrect figures. I can forward the details around that area, but I know I wouldn't say we are the best. It's an area that also we need to be considering as an organization, but I don't have specific percentages as I would have with the others. The issue around the bursaries, honorable member, with the bursaries that we are having, I think even this year the amount of money has gone up a little bit to look at bursaries. One of the things that we as management, that's why we started to have that analysis to say, this region, how many, because South African Weather Service belongs to all South Africans. And we need to have a concerted effort to make sure that we touch all the provinces. One of the areas, we find that in some regions, in some provinces, we even have people who are actually volunteers to start working for South African Weather Service. Those are some of the criteria that we are going to use and have a continuous list of people coming in. Then from there, you say from these three provinces, at least a number of people should be coming from this province instead of having only four areas that are like scouting. We didn't have a coordinated approach like that. But when we do come back to report to the portfolio committee, we'll already have some, because we've started to do this analysis. And I think additional to that is to say, we, as much as we're not going to be able to absorb all of those people that we've given bursaries to them, it's also very good for the organization to have them, to follow them, and see where they are, who are they working for, considering the fact that some of them, they are going into the financial sector. You also need to have consultants with just selling products in those markets. So those are some of the things that when we come back, we'll be reporting around how we are utilizing the bursary better. Chairperson, the programs around sabbatical, that as well, it has been an area that people, some will go on sabbatical and all, but we didn't have we are actually developing a standard operating procedure around that. And it's also as part of retention strategy for the organization. And all, that one also, the other thing with it is to also allow people to go to areas where you know that long term is going to benefit the organization. So those are some of the things that Chairperson, when we come back, we'll also be reporting on. The procurement, it will be taken by Hanley. Maybe before we move to the one area, the custom made product or segmentation of our services and products. For example, with a website, we are trying in some areas. If you look at aviation, we've got specific products for aviation, but there are opportunities in terms of other customers there that at the moment we need to be looking at. That's why I indicated when I was concluding with my presentation to say, if you look at the challenges that we have, if we're going to start, we are moving in that direction of segmenting the our customers and have custom-made products, we also need to have a strong ICT support. That we need. For example, with the lightning detection network, there are a number of potential customers, but they've got different needs, and they will need different ICT. So that is an area that I think as an organization, we need to say we need assistance from partners out there, or, you know, because you also don't want to have your scientists and doing the core business also getting involved in other areas. So that is an area that we are also looking at. They're coming up with better web designs, and but at the moment, Chairperson, it's not there. It's not there as we would like it to be. Let me give to Hanley to respond on the procurement.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We are actively driving procurement from black organizations due to the fact that about 15-20% of our procurement is done through sole suppliers, because we import highly technological equipment from overseas. So we're definitely making sure that the balance of the procurement that's available is done through black-owned organizations, and we're currently sitting on 53% of the balance of those procurements.
A question on climate change. I don't know whether
Sure. Thank you, Chair, honourable members. It's really a concern from the Weather Service that one of the research coming out of climate change research is that there could be an increase in disasters, and that is one of the underlying strategies of the organization for a number of years, to improve our warning services, to help people in the country to respond to short-term or warnings itself. I don't think we address all the problems, and with this hoax weather report coming out, it's really the awareness of the people and the communication to the people, raising awareness of what should you do in what situation, in what weather event is of crucial importance. We do have weather stations across the country, but go to the people and raising this awareness is one of the challenges that we really need to focus on and face head on. Maybe Minakele can. We had a number of workshops in the regions itself. Maybe I can just talk about the renewable solar and wind. Come to sunny South Africa, so there's a vast potential for solar energy over South Africa, and the wind potential along the southern coastal areas are great. Whether it just needs to be developed, in my mind. Thank you.
If I may have a follow-up, as I'm listening to the discussion, maybe it says, as part of in our climate change division, there needs to be some research work that is done looking up at a possible adaptation strategy in terms of the energy. It's something that we need to also consider as part of research. Because every time when we talk about, people say it's solar energy expensive, wind, it depends on whether there's going to be wind, and you know, so there should be some research around that. But there was a question around dissemination of information, which I haven't really answered, in terms of the radio and reaching other communities. What we've also done is as part of the new structure and staff within the region, we have appointed what we call liaison officers. And then those liaison officers, one of their responsibilities is to interact with the stakeholders in those regions, like in agriculture, what kind of information that they need in the regions. And the advantage in majority of those regions is people that can also speak the language and also maybe be involved in also training. So we're busy with those recruitment, and I think most of the regions we have appointed people now permanently, depending on the customer base that we have for the region and looking at the client liaison specifically for that market to try and address taking South African Weather Service close to the people. Chairperson, there was also another question that also missed around Mrs. Sidhu. For me, I'm not aware. I'm unable to respond to that question. Thank you, Chair.
Don't know if you wanted to say something.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. The CEO has just added a part of it about the appointment of the licensed officer. But although we don't have a formal strategy as such, we are really frequently having interviews over the radio stations in different languages, whereby at times there are open lines. While you are online, the people can ask questions and then you can give answers. And then almost a couple of times a year, sometimes three times, four times a year, the Indebele radio station is also using us on Wednesday for 30 minutes in giving clarities and also sometimes asking a person to go live there and then people there ask questions. So there is something that is going on. But also in collaboration with the Department of Local Government, we are currently busy drafting an awareness approach because they've got an advantage of having provincial managers up down to municipality level. So that I think we'll have something to report in the next 2 years or so. But it will be more effective when it is a collaborative approach. Because some of the weather warnings, we only send them to disaster management structures, and then they further designate them to provincial levels, to municipality level. So that awareness approach should be more effective. Thank you.
I will indulge you,
it seems Ms. Ndabambi has just answered my question. Because I was just worried, taking the weather services to the people, weather warnings, and my question was, what about those in the rural areas? Because I remember during those times, and I want to congratulate the organization, because there's a lot of improvement, of course. Because when we grew up, bekuthiwa khiphani abafani izinduku ezinokumnyama umsiza ngithi sizihlolwe endlini uma seliza ngempela izulu. Uyabona kushiswe neyikhumba. You would burn the skins of the nokwata. But such things are no more happening, you know? And we were very proud because we used to win somehow, indigenous. So now, you have just made mention of Kwandebele, did you?
Yes.
Yeah, of which, well, I'm covered. When you speak of Kwandebele, at times you go there physically to talk to the people. That's great. Thank you.
I'm just to just ask outside the presentation, because you see the issue of global warming, the issue of climate change. When you are alone, you always make your own, you draw your own thing to say, if for the first time the ice on the coast is melting, what happened? Does that mean maybe the sun adjusted a little bit radius somehow, somewhere? That's why I'm saying you draw your own, you come up with your own imagination and you begin to say, what will happen to this is that has been under this ice since then? And you then finally say, 50 years to come, what will happen to us as South Africa? What will happen to our summers, winters? Are we going to have
the length, the duration of the summer, of the winter. Are we still going to say June is falling under winter? All those things. That's why I was saying it's just the temptation to say all the time when you meet such people, you begin to say, can I ask just for information, the rising of sea level, the species that are comfortable there, the species that but then when you think you think that holistic, maybe there are some species that will move altogether from South Africa. If you can just say, I don't know.
It's good that you're asking this question so that the scientists can share their science, can democratize science and share it with all of us. But maybe as they ponder the answer, by way of concluding, I think that it would be useful that indeed we get maybe a map around, because I think the issue of renewables is a critical issue. We should refuse to join the 21st century towards its end as we did the 20th century. Despite what some of our other policymakers are thinking in our country, we have to move very firmly to join with the rest of the 21st century as it is beginning. So the issue of renewables is quite critical. So it would be useful if we could get a map that says, in the Kalahari, this is the kind of energy that is useful in around KwaZulu-Natal, these are the possibilities, so that people can begin to think through. That's one thing. I wanted to say to Comrade Jim Gwene that it's not the question of the fact that we don't want to spend time on announcing the weather, reporting on the weather. It is the political economy, the money involved. So if you cannot pay for that speech, that speech is money. So it's expensive. If they speak for long, they'll pay for long. That's because there's money involved in this thing. Yeah. And to say that they also would want the source to be ready, we're hoping to have public hearing on renewables. Around about April next year. So please prepare yourselves. We think that it's something that you need to focus the attention of the country on. Yeah. Thank you. But maybe you can just comment on these other questions that you come to.
As thank you, I think Mr. Nabandu will take that question, but I think it's going to be important also as he's chasing responding in terms of answers. But at the end of the day, as we move, as WMO and other people that are involved in climate change, that we do develop some manuals on how to translate these terminologies and these into simple, understandable core language. Over to you.
Thank you, Chair. I like this question because it gives me an opportunity to unpack it further. I must first say that we are not working on in our own shack in this regard. For example, the severe weather forecasting demonstration project that is CEO alluded to earlier on. It's a project now, but from December it's going to be including all the southern countries. At the moment, as she mentioned, it's Botswana, Madagascar, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Tanzania. In this project, the collaboration is not only in the weather offices, it's also with the disaster management structure. So that also now helps us to interact further with the communities and get an experience of other countries or the perceptions of other countries and learn from there. So with this impact of climate change, what we expect some extreme conditions to be experienced.
The extreme could be the frequency of severe weather conditions, also the drought. You also talked about the global warming. So to me, I think now we need to really emphasize on how are we going to cope with these changes as we promote awareness. Because the changes are going to take place, but we're not going to stop them. We're raising an awareness now of the how to sort of limit the materials that are going to affect our environment. But I think coping now is what we should be preaching in our community. Because these communities will be talking about the climate change is taking place, and people, they are still maybe in the valley, yet you expect more floods with time. So the coping, I think, should be the way that we are looking at. To just give an example, when you talk about global warming, it's also related to the technology which is called the greenhouse effect. For an example, if you've got more clouds at night, you'll find that your temperatures at night, they don't drop that much. You know why? It's because when we are measuring temperatures, they're not coming direct from the sun. They are coming now from the earth. So the sun warms up the earth, and then those sun rays get re-radiated back to the atmosphere. And then we measure this temperature at about 1.2 meters. But now when you've got your cloudy night, the heat energy that would escape to space is trapped by the clouds and re-radiated back to the earth, hence your nights become warm. So the global warming is also that principle. When you get these gases like carbon dioxide increasing in the atmosphere, so there's a lot of heat energy that is re-radiated back to the earth. Hence there was this awareness that let us try not to do more burning and other methods that will increase these gases, that will form a layer that will trap this heat, not to escape. Thank you, Chair.
And one other thing, we need to learn how to swim and dive. So that when the rivers are doing their thing, you are able to go across. It's a contribution, Chairperson.
Hopefully with our swimming gear, we're not naked. With that, thank you very much.
Yes.
If we could have the members of the ANC remaining behind.